Joining us now from Baltimore, Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat from Maryland, senior member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, good morning.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.
You know, if we were conducting hearings on Libya a decade ago, it would be to talk about a rogue nation. Suddenly, with the transformation that's taking place there, what is the possibility of a fundamentally new relationship with this oil producer in the Middle East?
Well, I think the prospects are good, but still, it's uncertain. We don't know how this will unfold. It's going to be up to the people of Libya. Clearly, they're going to need assistance in developing democratic institutions. Our objective is to offer our help along with the international community to help build, we hope, a democratic ally in the Middle East.
You know, the president gave that speech in Cairo shortly after being inaugurated, which was very high-minded and suggested that the U.S. would take a real leadership role in fostering democracy around the world and particularly in the Middle East. Yet I've seen really a role of the United States more in the background. If we look at what's gone on in Egypt, in Bahrain, in Yemen, even in Syria, there's been a lot of rhetoric against Bashar Assad, but not a lot of tangible steps. Even here in Libya, the U.S. seems on the sidelines compared to Europe. What's your view?
No, I think we are working very closely with the international community. We understand it's up to the people of the country to develop their own system of government. What we want to do is provide them assistance. We know that economic help is a very key ingredient for sustainability and stability. So if we can help them grow their economies, we believe we have the best chance to maintain a system that will respect the rights of its citizens. So no, the United States is very actively involved, working with the international community as we should. In Libya's case, we have worked with the international community to release frozen assets to help transitional government. We know that transitional government needs to get the economy of Libya started, needs to deal with the oil issues if it's going to be able to develop a stable government. So we're involved. We're involved in all the countries that you mentioned in Syria. We've been one of the leaders internationally to put a spotlight on Assad, to say that he has lost legitimacy as a leader, and we have been already started to impose certain sanctions. So I think we in each country, we use the tools that are available working with the international community.
Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat of Maryland, senior member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, do you support regime change in Syria?
Yes, I think it is time for Assad to leave. I think he has lost the legitimacy. He has turned on his own people. He also, I believe, should be held accountable in the International Criminal Court for international crimes. It's clear to me that he has used his people and no longer has legitimacy to rule Syria.
If the United Nations Security Council should so rule, would you support a similar NATO-style operation in Syria? Not that there's one on the table, but would you support such a thing?
Well, I don't believe you'll see that happen from the United Nations. It would require a lot more international agreement, particularly in the region, before we would be able to do something like that. Also, you would have to be able to have an internal group that could utilize that type of support. There's no indication right now that Syria would be a likely candidate for that type of operation.
Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, I want to ask you about this hurricane that's coming your way in just a moment. But before we go, you talked about economic aid being so important to the people of Libya and really the people of the Middle East in this transitional moment, historic moment, really, for the region. Does the U.S. have the infrastructure to do that kind of aid? We've so built up our military assets internationally. It seems to me that USAID and other, civilian institutions have really suffered. Would you support bolstering those institutions to achieve this end that you've talked about here?
Well, I do chair that subcommittee on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and I have been working very closely with Secretary of State Clinton in regards to our national security agenda. Our national security agenda not only includes the Department of Defense, it includes the State Department and the tools available in the State Department. Clearly, we want to use all the tools that we have to help in the international community. So, absolutely. In some cases, we think direct assistance is important. In other cases, we know that the countries have their own wealth, and we want to help them develop that wealth. in Libya's case, they have oil well. If we can help them to develop their oil well, they should be able to take care of their own needs, they can also repay some of the costs the international community has invested.
What do you think the lesson is in Libya that perhaps we might have learned in Iraq, or is there no real comparison between the two?
Well, I think the comparison that's being made is that we shouldn't assume that Gaddafi is gone until he is gone, and that there's still a resistance, and we need to make sure that resistance is eliminated. Secondly, we need to understand that just because Gaddafi is gone, there's no guarantee that there will be stability in that country. So we need to make sure that we provide the type of assistance that can allow the economic growth of Libya, and so that, and also encourage the type of leaders that will respect the rights of its citizens and provide the stability that country so desperately needs.
Finally, Senator Ben Cardin in Maryland, you had an earthquake this week. You got Hurricane Irene coming ashore. It's certainly going to affect your state. It's getting a little biblical down there.
Well, absolutely. The roads are getting pretty congested. People are taking this hurricane very seriously, as they should. We've evacuated the Eastern Shore, the Ocean City area. So there is a real concern as to the type of damage that could be caused, but we're taking every precaution that we should.
Have you been in touch with FEMA?
Yes, FEMA has been in touch with us. They have told us their resources that have already been made available to our state. They've given us the game plan and how we can proceed in preparation and then during the storm and after the storm.
All right, Senator Ben Cardin, thanks so much for being with us. Democrat from Maryland, senior member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Thanks again.
Good talking to you. Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.